Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us, familia. Happy Tuesday. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's up, everybody?
What up, beautiful Chels?
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
We didn't get beautiful over here.
Hey. I didn't even get to see you yet, bro. My bad. Gorgeous Brian. Whoa, good morning, bro.
Hurtful.
He's like, I don't want that anymore. I don't want your gorgeousness. Right?
Excuse me.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phones and via text at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Still recovering from his birthday party to this day, baby. I love it. I love it. All right, man. We got two major missions today, two goals. Obviously, the first one, for all of us to win the $1.6 billion Mega Millions. All of us need to win that.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, for the Dodgers to win game one of the World Series versus the Red Sox, baby. It's going down today at 5:09 this afternoon, man. So let's go Dodgers all the way. I want to bring something up to you guys. I got called out yesterday at Coffee Bean next door here on Wilshire by Mama Bean.
Oh, no.
Who is our favorite barista over at Coffee Bean. And, you know, she comes out on a show all the time talking about slang and whatnot. And she has no fear to call you up. I mean, she has seven kids. When you have seven kids, you have the right to call anybody up.
Oh, yeah.
To the point at which she's become a bit of a diva. Like, she's like, let me see. Oh, you guys want me to do that segment about street slang? Let me see. Let me check with everybody. Let me see if I can get a little time
she
out.
She still calls me out on not going on a second date with that guy she tried to hook me up with. Every time I walk by, I'm like, Mama Beaton, come on. We had this discussion already.
She is kind of big timing us because the other day she's like, hey, she's like, you think I can get tickets to the We Can't Survive concert? And we're like, oh, you know, yeah, let us ask to see if we can get tickets for you. She's like, just kidding. Your boss already gave me some.
And I was like, sucker. Oh, all right, Mama.
She's like,
Beans.
I went above your head. I don't even need you.
She's like, it's all good. I was just seeing what kind of pool you had. I was like, damn, obviously none, Mama Bean. I love her for that. But anyways, so, you know, I have the Coffee Bean app or whatever to get points or whatnot. And it wasn't opening. It was mad slow on my iPhone. So what I did is I started shaking my iPhone to see if the app would open. And then she said, only you millennials do that. You think shaking your phone is going to help open the app? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if it's something that I got as a in my childhood. Like, right. We used to hit the TV.
It reminds me of like the Etch-a-Sketch. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminds me of.
You hit the VCR. You hit the Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Like, you shake stuff.
Blow in the back end of it.
And then somehow it works. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else do that? Do you ever shake your phone if it freezes?
Yo, check this out, though. You shake your phone and it'll try to delete emails.
No way.
I know that for a fact because, like, I'll be walking and I'll be like, "What? Why am I deleting things?" And, like, stuff's shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there is a thing on your phone where if you do that, it'll, like, take your email away or delete stuff. I mean, only with iPhones. I'm not sure how the Samsungs work. I don't dabble in that debauchery.
That's when you're trying to delete apps and there's, like, a little X on the corner.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. The apps look like they're scared.
Yeah. They're shaking. Please, not me.
Don't delete me.
It's like picking a lobster out of a tank.
Yeah. But I've deleted an app before, and then I'll just realize that spot's missing on my phone. I'm like, what was it? I don't even know. Like, what am I missing?
That's so true, bro.
So annoying.
Anyways, if Mama Bean's listening right now, shout out to her. We love you, even though you call us out and tell straight up what you think. No filter. She's got some pelotas on her, man. The ovaries on that woman.
I mean, you know,
that's a way to say it.
I feel like she's starting to get a little too confident, man.
Oh, I love her for that, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
$2 billion up for grabs this week in jackpots. Also, the LA Dodgers have a special task force with the LAPD today. I'll tell you all about that in just a sec. So you might be going, wait. Is Mega Millions already up to $2.2 billion?
Wait, 2.2 how many? 2.2.
1 billion.
Oh, 2 billion.
Billion.
That almost worked out. No, so Mega Millions hasn't gone up to 2.2, but it's a combined situation. So Mega Millions combined with Powerball, both of those jackpots gives you a shot this week to $2.2 billion worth of jackpots. So tonight, Mega Millions is $1.6 billion. And then tomorrow night, the Powerball jackpot is $620 million. That is nuts, man.
Wow. $620 million? Who cares?
Come on. Come on, Powerball.
That's chump change.
I mean, why win if you can't be a billionaire overnight? That's so boring.
So later on in the show, we're actually going to ask you to choose the numbers for our Mega Millions ticket. We're going to buy one ticket and one ticket only, and we're going to ask you to choose the numbers.
Well, I mean, we can,
and then we're going to share the wealth.
Our chances will go up if we all buy one, right?
Chelsea, but there's going to be one ticket.
Okay.
One ticket. All
right. I agree with Edgar. I feel like if we bought more tickets, clearly, statistically, we'd have more of a chance of winning. But this is exactly the reason we would win is because we had other people give us the numbers. And then it'll just unleash just a disaster of how do we legally chop up this money? And are also, we even allowed to?
Do we have to share it then with the listeners that give us numbers?
Chelsea. Have to. We want to share it.
Yeah, we don't have to, but we will because okay. They're hooking us up with the numbers.
All right, you know?
Chelsea's like, wait, hold on. I ain't sharing nothing.
It's my $2.
Legit, yeah. $1.6 billion. And Chelsea's like, do we have to share?
I mean, I'm just saying.
So later on, we'll ask you, you know, what your lucky numbers are and why they're your lucky number. Because I believe everybody has a theory for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my date of birth or whatever it may be. It's the day my wife finally left me. Anyways, and that's my lucky number.
That's not a bad one. Gotta be honest. 19th of September, 2016.
You got to
plug all those in.
So
there.
September is 10. No, 9.
9.
And then 19. 9, 19.
16, 16. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can do. Oh, that, my power number would have to be 16.
All right, man. So game one tonight, World Series, baby. Dodgers, let's go all the way versus the Red Sox. They're in Boston, 5:09 p.m. is the first pitch. And the LAPD is on a special Dodgers task force, though, tonight. And that is watching the Dodgers players' homes while they're playing away. Because there's been so many robberies. And actually, Puig of the Dodger, during Game 7 last year of the World Series, not only did the Dodgers get robbed of that game, but he got robbed in Encino here at his pad. He's been robbed multiple times. So they've reached out and said, hey, if you guys need us, you will totally watch your homes. And, you know, just maybe, you know, some World Series tickets or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
One of the funniest 911 calls in the history of 911 calls is Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots.
Yeah.
He got home from the Super Bowl when they played the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. And he's like, hey, this is Gronk from the Patriots. Someone broke into my house. And the 911 operator goes, 911 operator is like, you're who? You're not. He's like, yeah, this is Gronk. He just keeps saying his nickname over and over again, and the lady had no idea what he was talking about. She's like, did you say honk? And he's like, it's Gronk. I feel like Puig, though. If Puig called 911, they'd be like, oh my God, it's Puig!
Yeah, but for everybody,
see you soon.
Everybody in the 911 like room, you know, answering calls, like, Puig! 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 Come on, buddy! He's like, all right, chill out, guys. Come on. So that's going to be going down today. By the way, first home game is going to be this Friday. And the cheapest tickets for Dodger Stadium are going at $661 right now. And the most expensive, $22,000.
So bad. Wow.
So there you go. You know, you could get a deal right there. Lakers are still looking for their first win of the season. Three games in and just picking up some L's right there. Man, last night was epic, though. They lost in overtime to the Spurs, 142-143. LeBron did hit a nice shot at the end of the game to send it overtime, but then we lost the last
It's not a good look for LeBron. Like, I feel like all the haters that were like,
I told you!
Yeah, literally, though, because it was said there was so much drama leading up to it.
It actually was a good look for the Lakers, though, last night, because Kyle Kuzma, he didn't start because they had some of those veterans like Rondo and some other guys playing, and then Rondo suspended, so is Brandon Ingram. So Kyle Kuzma was our leading scorer last year, starts his first game of the season, drops 37, and he's a second-year player. So yeah. It's like now LeBron just has to learn how to play with our actual, like, young stars. We need to stop messing around with, like, listen, I like Rondo. Rondo's good for coming in and punching people in the face. That's what he's good for. And that's what he did. Chris Paul, sorry.
Well, he spit on Chris Paul, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I think he didn't spit. He took his mouth guard out, and it's like saliva flew all over.
Technically.
It's like he's sticking up for him.
Yo, they're acting like he, like, just hocked a loogie in this dude's face. He's wearing a mouth guard, which I don't know why you're going to take your mouth guard out if you think you're going to get in a fight.
Because you got to speak. You ever try to talk to somebody with a mouth guard on? You can't understand anything.
Listen up, Chris Paul.
It sounds like Gronk calling 911.
Yeah. Gronk.
Nah, but you know what? The team's going to gel, and it's going to get better as it goes. Think of us, Chelsea.
Hmm.
You know, back 8 months ago when we barely got together, I don't even want to listen to our first month of shows.
No, definitely not.
I thought we were good.
I can barely listen to these shows. Yeah. The ones we're doing nowadays. So anyways, you know, it gets better with time.
All right.
Coming up next, four more minutes.
There we go.
How much time, though?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Some fun baby news to kick off the Chelsea Report.
There it is.
Amy Schumer is pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So in true Amy fashion, she made the announcement at the bottom of a list of her recommendations for the upcoming U.S. midterm elections. At the bottom of the list, it says, I'm pregnant. And
by the way.
Yeah, she actually let her friend, journalist Jessica Yellen, post it on her Instagram story. And she led fans there by first posting a picture of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who obviously just announced they're having a baby. But she superimposed her and her husband's face on them.
On each person?
Yeah.
It makes that news that she had more controversial stuff this past weekend. Like, she knew she had this baby news in her back pocket, so she could bury whatever it was. Because a lot of people took, like, she made, like, statements about, you know, players kneeling. Why aren't white players kneeling along with Colin Kaepernick? She made kind of a lot of statements that a lot of people took issue with just because of the lack of awareness on some of the points she was making. And then it's like, as soon as that was boiling over, it's like, yo, I'm pregnant. Sorry. Bury that.
I know.
Congratulations, sir.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So the best video on the internet today has to go to Cardi B, who is getting her ASMR on. It's incredible. So first off, do you guys know what ASMR is?
Yeah, I just found out about it maybe like a year ago, but tell us more, because it's wild.
So basically, it's where certain sounds make you feel this tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins at the scalp and moves down the back of the neck. And it first went viral on YouTube with this video of a girl eating a pickle.
Oh my God, that looks so freaking good.
Oh, I hate pickles.
I was looking at Brian's face the whole time. He's like disgusted by it.
One, I hate that concept altogether. It just, like, to me, maybe it makes other people like feel tingle. It makes me want to run.
I think it's one or the other. Like, you're either.
I feel like I'm about to be murdered by a pickle.
Beat by a pickle.
See, it makes me want a pickle.
It's like a horror movie to me.
I'm down for a pickle as long as it's got tahini on it. You know, some chili powder.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
I can't even go down the pickle aisle. They disgust me.
Well, really? Listen, so Cardi B gave it a try. Can you imagine? And here's a little snippet of that.
So stupid.
It's so funny. So then in the video, she starts to whisper her favorite things about being a mother.
My favorite thing about being a mother is that I have somebody to look forward to looking at every single day and night. And I love my baby's face. She looks at me like she needs me.
Whoa.
Sometimes I look very ugly and up.
I can see how somebody could get tingly with that because of her voice and all that stuff. But also, I agree with Brian. It kind of sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Especially talking about her child. It kind of sounds like La Llorona, which is like a legendary, scary monster in Latin culture, which is this lady that walks around at night looking for her children, scaring other people.
The only thing terrifying I would ever imagine here is like, I'm going to kill you.
Give it a shot, Chelsea. Real quick, see if our listeners agree that it makes them tingle.
We are hanging out here in the studio, and we appreciate you listening to us.
Ew.
Wow.
Hey,
come on.
You want to give it a shot?
I already did. Don't look behind you right now. I'm going to choke you.
Edgar, your turn.
You love tacos. Tacos al pastor. De lengua.
That's weird.
Carne asada.
Don't ever.
That kind of creeped me out.
Did it work, Chelsea?
No. Don't ever whisper lengua again. That is the worst.
Text us if that made your back tingle and you got get your goosebumps.
Awful.
In a good or bad way. 877-971-HITS. So it's called ASMR.
ASMR. And it's viral on YouTube. You can find a ton of them, but the pickle one is definitely a standout. So go check it out. We'll post some of it on our socials, 97.1 AMP Radio. And that's all I have for the Chelsea Report, you guys. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app where you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Still feel violated. I can't imagine
tingly.
How everyone else feels right now.
I want a pickle.
Hey, you're listening to 97.1 AMP Radio.
Ugh. Oh, I hate that noise. Oh.
You hear like their mouth
chewy. Yeah. So we're asking if you know, we tried it too. I was talking about tacos al pastor y lengua. See if it made you get some goosebumps or not. We got a listener on the line to see what she thought. What is your name?
Sounds like you're spitting into the phone.
Carla, did we give you goosebumps?
No.
Yeah, it's creepy. Man.
You guys made us laugh so hard.
Oh,
really
good.
You know what? I'd rather make you laugh harder than give you goosebumps.
So weird. You. It's such a weird
thank
thing.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys.
So weird.
It does sound kind of creepy.
Bye.
Let you on that style.
Later, bye. You're about to get killed.
Carla's awesome. Shout out to Sebastian, her son, on the way to school right now. All right, coming up next, we want you to confess your cray. It's a judgment-free zone. Some cray you've done in the past. Maybe you've done ASMR like we just did.
You've said lengua really quick.
Lengua.
Into someone's ear while they're sleeping. So creepy.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, 7:09 right now. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Ready to hear you confess your cray. Anything that you're maybe not too proud of, but you just want to get it out off your chest. You know what I'm saying? I need to be free of this. Hit us up. You can call or text 877-971-HITS. Lydia from East Lowe's, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, Lydia. Welcome to Confess Your Cray. It's a judgment-free zone. Go ahead, get off your chest.
Okay, this is embarrassing. Well, my boyfriend and I were having a really rough time mm-hmm. for a couple of months, and like it wasn't great. Like we weren't talking a lot and stuff, and everybody in my office loved him because he would just like have lunch, come over, you know, everybody was like, hey, but he kind of like stopped coming around. So I decided to buy myself flowers and have them delivered to the office. And it wasn't like a dozen roses. It was a little extra. Like, I spent a good amount of money on them, let's just say that.
So your boyfriend kind of left you. You guys kind of broke it off and you didn't want to tell people that he peaced out and ghosted on you. So you just started buying yourself flowers and sending them to your office?
I wasn't ready. Okay. Like I wasn't ready for that to happen. So I think my partial insanity was like, I'm going to keep this going until like it dawns on me a little bit. Like it settles in. Cause it was like, we were together for a while and it was one of those things that was just like, okay, this is not going
to
work.
Sounds like a heads up play to me.
There you go.
Lydia, would you write like little notes? You know how flowers come with a little card?
Yeah.
Would you write
on
that?
Oh my God, I did that. Yeah, I did. I went all out. I'm not even kidding.
Like, oh my God, guys.
I was just going to go.
What are some examples? What would you write?
He wrote me a poem today. It's beautiful.
It rhymes.
He's the best.
I was like, I miss you, babe. I love you. Aww. I can't wait to see you. I'm sorry I didn't come into work today to say hey, but you know, I'll see you for dinner. It was stuff like that.
That's
kind
funny.
Of like, so nobody knew what was going on because I honestly didn't want to explain.
Yeah. Well, we get it. Sometimes you're not ready to explain and people are all metiche. They want to know the chisme. They want to know the tea. What happened and why? Yeah. Well, Lydia, now you can have closure after confessing your cray and truly move on. Hopefully that helped out.
Thank you for listening.
We're here for you, Lydia.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Get it, man.
Not that cray,
to be honest.
Mm-mm.
You know?
I'm
sure
it.
Many of people that are listening right now have sent themselves flowers or a teddy bear or something.
I feel like I'm bound.
Yeah, I had friends do it a bunch. Like in offices and stuff.
Yeah.
Just trying to make people jealous in the office. Like there was a receptionist I worked with years ago in Boston. She used to send flowers herself all the time because she was trying to make a dude like that she was trying to date in the office jealous.
Oh.
And everybody's like, damn, man, everyone's into her. Every
everyone.
Day.
I did it one time on Valentine's Day.
No way, wow. Chelsea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Where did you send them to?
To my office. This is like years ago. But I was just like, whatever. I feel like I want to get some flowers too.
And did you tell everybody, your coworkers, like who they were from? You're like, I don't even know.
No,
it just says
secret admirer.
Exactly.
Or something.
I was like, secret admirer. OMG. Look at me.
There you go, Chelsea. Everybody's done it a little bit like that.
Walk out with a little pep in your step.
Yeah.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Getting ready to play is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. Kids trivia game for your chance to win 4 tickets to go to Six Flags. All right, let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Michelle from LA, good morning.
Excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like they're already on the roller coaster right now. Michelle, please introduce us to the kids that are in your car, and how old are they?
I have Micah, my son, who's 9, and Myla, 11.
All right. Micah and Myla, right?
Maya.
Don't right. you blow that. She corrected you like, Maya.
She screamed at me. Right? All right, Micah, why do you believe you will be able to beat Brian this morning?
Because I'm younger than him and he's been losing a lot.
Yep, those are facts. Yeah, for
those
sure.
are both accurate statements.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true facts. Yeah. All right, so we got 3 questions coming up for you guys. Brian's going to step out of the studio right now, and then we're going to ask him the same 3 questions. All right, he's walking out right now. There we go. Let's get 30 seconds on the clock. Micah and Mia, get ready to go. All right. The Huntley family in the TV show Vampirina is originally from where?
Transylvania?
Okay, next question. Name the villain in Beauty and the Beast.
Gaston.
Number 3. What chore in your house scares you the most?
Oh, cleaning the poop.
Cleaning who?
For my dog.
Picking up the poop.
Oh, cleaning the poop for the dog. All right, time's up, there you go. I was like, cleaning who? All right, fantastic, there it is. You guys barely got through on those 30 seconds. Brian's back in the studio right now.
I feel confident.
Woo! Brian's feeling it. All right, Brian, all right. We got 30 seconds on the clock. Same 3 questions for you, bro. And it goes a little something like this. Number 1, the Huntley family in the TV show Vampirina is originally from where?
Vampirina?
Yes, yeah. Vampirina.
Yeah, just like that.
Like vampires. Transylvania.
Number 2, name the villain in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, he's a big dude. Dang it. Gaston.
Number Gaston. 3, what Gaston. Chore, we asked the kids, what chore in their house scares them the most?
The dishes. Doing the dishes.
All right, okay. There it is.
Are we close?
Oh, shoot.
Here we go. All right, for number 1, the Huntley family in the TV show Vampirina is originally from where? Brian, you said?
I believe I guessed Transylvania because of vampire stuff.
The kids also said Transylvania. You both are correct.
Whoa. Okay. This is a big right. day. Woo. Never like gotten the first one right before.
Number 2, name the villain in Beauty and the Beast. Brian, you said the big one.
The big one, Gaston. Gaston.
The kids also said Gaston. You both are correct.
Whoa. Are you nervous?
Wow. Could it be?
Are you scared?
Could it be?
When you said Gaston, I heard the kids in the car go, oh.
He wasn't supposed to know that.
That's an old one, man.
That's a classic, right? Number 3, we asked the kids what chore in their house scares them the most. Brian, you said?
Cleaning the dirty dishes.
The kids said picking up their dog's poop.
Oh, man.
The kids won! Congratulations, Mika and Mia.
What was
Someone
that?
Said, I suck.
Jeez,
how'd you go from being so like accurate and nice in the beginning, and then they pile on when they win?
I was trying to say congratulations, you won. All I hear in the background is some little kid goes, "You suck, Brian."
Talking smack.
Congratulations, you won 4 tickets to go to Six Flags. All right, thank you so much for playing. We love you guys. All right, fantastic.
They shot it right there. They shot their water, I think.
Michelle, that's usually when you say, yo, we love you guys too.
We listen to you every morning, right?
Arriba los Dodgers.
Yeah, we do.
Hold on, guys. We're going to get you all the details off the air. They're hilarious, man.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 7:49 right now. We want to hear your most epic ghost story. But not like ghosts like as in spirits, but we want to hear about like humans ghosting on you, leaving you stranded, standing you up on a date, which is most of the time a lot scarier, thinking, mm-hmm. really? You're not going to show up? I did my hair. I did my makeup. I'm looking fly as... And you're not going to show up? For real? And this unfortunately just happened to our phone screener slash producer, Tamara. Beautiful, intelligent young woman. Some dude just stood her up nasty, and she had gotten him tickets for our We Can't Survive concert for free.
How rude.
Right. Like, he was not only like going, it was not only like a date, it was like an event you're going to bring somebody to. So it's not, at some point, well, the reason we know this is because I saw her running down Sunset Boulevard, like, you know, just running down in her heels. And I'm like, yo, jump in my Uber, we can go to the concert. And she's like, I was waiting for a guy.
Like, not you, Brian.
Now you're in trouble.
But your free ride sounds good. Let's go. So anyways, here's a recap of what happened to Tamara.
Guys, I was at a bar and I was waiting for my date to come with me to the show.
Yeah.
And y'all, I got ghosted.
No! You got stood up.
Never showed.
Shut up.
He never showed.
Hold on. And obviously, you were like providing the We Can't Survive ticket and dude still didn't show up.
Yeah, it was like a free ticket. Like, come on.
And it wasn't like a Halloween thing, ghosting? No?
No, definitely not. Yeah, so.
What excuse did he give or what did he say? How did you, when did you find out this guy's not showing up, my date?
Well, I found out he wasn't showing up when he never showed up.
And were you like trying to text him, call him, and he was just silent?
Yeah, no. Nothing. No response back or anything. So I really, really got ghosted. I felt so embarrassed.
It's like it crosses a line of like you go from like the stages where you're like annoyed because they're running late, right? Then you start to get super mad, like, yo, you're making me late. Then you start to get worried.
Yeah.
Then at a certain point in time, when you've already crossed the point where you know you're going to be late, then it's like straight up rage and fury. Like, I hope something bad happened to you.
So that's the story right there. That's an epic ghost story from this weekend for Tamara. Tamara, do you have any updates on this guy? He just didn't call, didn't text, didn't show up.
Yes, I do. Actually, right after the show, he had hit me up saying, you hate me now, huh?
Yup.
That's all he texted?
Yeah. Oh, I hope he heard.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of think he did because I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do hate you.
And then that's it?
And then he said, how can I make it up to you?
Get out of here, bro! You
can't, man.
Yeah.
No, you've just been ghost busted. Get out of here. All right, hit us up on the phones via text 877-971-HITS. Want to hear your most epic ghost story? Not like spirits and all that creepy stuff, but humans, which are creepier, not showing up or sending you up. Brian, you're an epic ghoster back in the day, I bet.
Yeah, I would like to.
Are you going
to
tell a story about how you ghosted on a girl or you got ghosted
well,
on?
Well, no, it's a vindication story for someone I did ghost on. So, yeah, I mean, that used to be my breakup move, man. I'm a reformed a-hole now is what I like to
put. You just disappeared?
Yeah, that was your breakup move? I just figured, like, yeah, you just disappear. It's so easy.
So what did you do, bro, this time?
So what happened was, like, probably
so easy.
6 or 7 years ago. Right. Hey, man, now I see the error in my ways now. I will not. I've seen how bad it is. I don't do it. I love my girlfriend. Everything's great. So I need no problems. But I will say, back in the day, it was my move. And so what happened was once I was seeing this girl, maybe like, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks. It was nothing serious. I didn't feel like we crossed the line of me even having to send like a breakup email or text and just go, right? Just disappear. And so I disappeared. And maybe like 2 months later, I was seeing another girl. And my buddy was like, hey, man, let's go to this new bar. Like, I'm going to meet up with this chick that I've been talking to. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, yeah, let's go meet up at this bar in downtown Seattle. So we all meet up. And the girl that he's with, I'm like, man, she looks familiar.
Oh,
and
no.
She is not happy with me. She, like, immediately I'm like, why is this girl so pissed at me? I just met her. And about an hour into this all hanging out, she just finally snaps. You could see it on her face. You could see the rage building. And I'm like, I don't know what this girl's problem is, but man, she doesn't seem like a very fun person to hang out. And she just snaps. She's like, you don't remember me, do you? And I was like, nah.
You didn't recognize her at all.
Nope.
Oh my gosh,
not
Brian.
One bit.
Well, it was in the light and she was clothed.
Yeah.
So bad.
Exactly.
You're
the worst. It was the daylight hours. So she goes, my name is blank. And she goes, we were dating like 6 months ago.
You're so bad, bro.
And I go,
you're so bad, bro.
And I had to like fabricate feeling bad about it. So I was like,
listen to this.
No, because I was like, it was 6 months ago. Get over it. And she's like, and you just disappeared on me. And my buddy like had to act mad at me. He's like, man, that's really messed up. But then he's trying to, you know, but like kind of date her anyway.
Was he okay with it still that you...
He's okay that we weren't together. He was trying to hook up. So.
That's what I'm saying. But is he okay that she hooked up with you previously?
Yeah, he didn't care. We're guys.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
I just clarify, disclaimer. Brian is a reformed ghost.
That was like 6 years ago,
it's
man.
No
I'm a totally
him.
Different human being.
But there are guys out there just like that currently right now. So
man,
be careful.
The look on her face when she realized I didn't recognize her.
Oh, that's awful.
So bad. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Nicole from Santa Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, what's your epic ghost story?
So about a year ago, my boyfriend that I dated for a year ghosted me out of nowhere. And I was super upset about it. And it made me super depressed for a while. But I think what happened, I tried to see things from his perspective to get an idea of what was going on from his side of the story. I know he was super busy with work and he was just starting grad school. And I think maybe he just didn't have the time to properly break up with me. So he just left my life.
If he can write a midterm paper, he can at least send you a text.
Well, after a year or two, I've pulled some pretty low moves, but that's a year.
Yeah, that's a legit relationship.
And were you guys like would you consider it a serious relationship?
Yeah, like I probably would have moved with him if he had gone to a different city for work.
Wow.
I was committed to him, and we had said the L word. No. I had met his family, and he just ghosted me out of nowhere.
Well, obviously he has communication issues, so that's a red flag right there. But did he, when you responded to him, he just like wouldn't respond to you when you were like texting him, calling him, trying to get him to react to you? Is he not responding at all?
He didn't respond at all, but then finally about 3 weeks later, he finally responded and tried to make me feel like I was a bad guy and he was the victim for like bothering him.
Like you're being a stage 5 clinger, like, lay off me, I'm trying to do school and all this stuff. I told you I was busy.
Exactly.
Damn, Nicole.
Exactly,
definitely an epic ghost story right there. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Humans are scarier than spirits. That's legit right there. Nicole, thank you. We love you. Hopefully things are a lot better for you now.
For sure, they are.
Get it, girl. Thank you for listening to us. It means a lot. Appreciate
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Russell from Newport. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Russell? Tell us your epic ghost story.
All right. So I showed up for school in middle school for Valentine's Day. And
I'm glad you're still not holding on to it.
Yeah, this is a grudge. This is an old grudge right here.
Chocolate, a bear,
chocolates.
And she never showed up for school. She actually moved out of town. And I haven't heard from her since.
Damn. Oh, at least she was committed to the ghosting, though. I mean, Mom, I got to break up with this guy. We need to change schools.
We need to move out of town. Yeah. Let's go. What town was this in? And you said it was in middle school, right?
Yeah.
So how many years ago?
Yeah. So this was in middle school, probably about 12 years ago. It was in Toms River, New Jersey. I now live in California.
Oh.
I feel like I want to track this girl
down. Yeah, if it was out here, I was just like, yo, shout her out. Maybe she moved to L.A., bro. Maybe she's living in SoCal. Shout out her name. Maybe she'll call in, bro. You never know.
I just called her doll. That was
this
her name to
like
me.
This seems like a stalking situation.
Now we know why she moved.
No, she was my real girlfriend, for real.
Russell, thank you so much for sharing your ghost story, man. That is sad right there. Aww. Just see you as a little middle school kid looking all awkward, peach fuzz on you, and just chocolates melting. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Brian, what are our texts saying, man? Ghosting stories.
Funnies. At least all I did was just forget I was dating a girl one time and then run into her and not recognize her. These people are jerks, man. from the 805, I got ghosted the morning we were supposed to go to Costa Rica. I thought he was committed when he bought his plane ticket. Jokes on me. I couldn't refund my ticket for some reason, but luckily my girlfriends were headed to Las Vegas for some fun, so I exchanged my entire ticket for a first class trip to Vegas.
Just didn't show up for the trip to Costa Rica.
Nah, you're just waiting at the airport like, well, I guess you're not going?
That's when you do your eat, pray, love trip and you just go.
Get it, girl.
Also from the 805, I dated a guy for 3 months, then he proposed to me. I said I needed a little time to think about it. I called him back later that day to say yes. He didn't answer, and I've never heard from him again. Damn. Well,
you know what? Homeboy's like, obviously she ain't ready.
Yeah, well, don't ask if you're not for sure,
after
right?
After three months, how
do you miss those signs, you know?
Man, listen, lines are blowing up right now with your epic ghost stories. Not talking about spirits, but humans, even scarier. What are our texts saying, though, Brian?
Got a text from 626. Worst for me was when I was in high school. I saved my lunch money for a few days to be able to take my date with me to Starbucks to get coffee.
Aww.
I waited for her at the agreed spot at the mall for 3 hours. She never showed up. That is a commitment, man. 3 hours.
Jeez, good Lord. Imagine all the different reasoning was going through his head. Like, this probably happened. That probably happened.
Dude, yeah, the scenarios he went through. I even missed some classes. And she never showed up.
Damn.
It's brutal.
I'm telling you, man. Humans are scarier than spirits. Samantha from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your epic ghost story. Break it down.
Okay, so it was about 3.5 years ago, and I make plans with this guy to go to a music festival in Long Beach, on the beach. He comes to pick me up, fine, whatever. we get there and there's like no parking. So he goes, okay, I'm going to go, you know, go look for parking.
But he dropped you off.
He dropped me off.
And he's like, I'm going to go look around for parking so you don't have to walk.
I've done that before with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you know, you get ready, go get in line, and then I'll go find parking. I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah. And so I wait like, I don't know, 10 minutes. I text him. I'm like, where are you at? Well, I'm still looking for parking. I wait a good 5 or 10 minutes more. I text him, nothing. I call him, and his phone is off.
So he just bailed on the whole date.
Yeah. So he left you at the festival.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So I said, okay, whatever. You know, I knew some people, some friends that I had met from a previous one I had gone to, and they said they were going to go. So I go, and I end up finding some of them. I end up having a good time.
Oh, good.
And I look at it as like, well, it's in your face because I had a good time.
Yes,
I got my ass home.
How did you get home, Samantha?
Yeah, right.
I got a ride from a friend.
I was going to say, what?
One of my friends, she brought me home. She's like, well, it's all good.
Have you ever heard from this dude again, ever, on any social media or anything? Or is he just completely, like, vanished from your life?
Completely vanished, gone. And I don't even have social media anymore because just due to stuff like that, I'm not trying to get caught up in it.
Samantha, listen, trying to find parking in Long Beach is tough. Maybe he's still looking for a spot. You never know.
I never saw him again.
Didn't even drive by and wave.
Samantha, thank you so much for calling in. Sorry we laughed. Hopefully you can laugh about it now.
Yeah. It's a good story at least.
I do.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I feel a lot better now. That is an epic ghost story. I'm telling you, humans are scarier than spirits all day, every day. Samantha, love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you too. Bye.
Liz from Azusa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is your epic ghost story? It says here that you were the ghost.
I was, and I feel bad.
And you feel bad. That's, well, at least that's important.
Yeah, well, it was about 2 years ago. I went to this club, and I bumped into this guy, and it was a really quick, like a 2 minute hi, here's my number, and we were texting back and forth for a while, and we clicked really good. Our, you know, personalities clicked and everything, so I thought, cool. So once we decided to meet up in a Starbucks, and when I got there, I saw who he was. Like, I saw him in I know it sounds messed up, but I saw him in the daylight, and he did not look like he did that night.
No. That happens. Sometimes those prof pics that people post on.
You took the beer goggles off, finally. He looked
like, I don't know if that's what it was, but I felt so bad. And the thing is, when I was in there, he was texting me, I'm here. Are you almost here? I'm still waiting. And I just walked out before he saw me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just never texted back. There's nothing to text back from that. I feel bad. I really feel bad. But there was nothing I can do, so I really blocked him because I still kept getting messages.
Yeah.
I love that statement. There was nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. Well, you could just say I'm not interested, but...
that would be worse because it's like, okay, I'm interested in the personality and everything, but just your look?
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely don't write that text. All right, Liz, we love you, girl. Thank you for calling in, you little ghost.
Thank you.
Bye. And there you were, guys. Epic ghost stories. I have a feeling a lot of those are going to happen this weekend at Halloween parties.
But you can't, no one finds parking and they just bounce?
Well, I think people are going to hit it off when they have masks on.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
And then, like, our last listener, you're going to see him without the mask. A couple days later, you're like, skrrr!
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
So it looks like Ariana Grande is actually heading out on tour soon. So this is big news because she initially said she needed time after obviously a pretty traumatic year. Mac Miller passed away, her ex-boyfriend, and now she's going through a breakup with ex-fiance Pete Davidson. But yesterday she actually responded to a fan who asked her on social media, basically, you know, what her future touring plans were. And she said, I'm ready. My heart needs it, actually. Finalizing a few more things, but I'm trying to get them dates to you soon.
I'm sure some of you that have gone through a difficult time in life or breakup or something like that, something that what helps you the most is to stay busy.
Yeah, work, exactly. Man. Distractions.
You go all in. You start accomplishing things that maybe you had put aside, and you start building yourself back up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I could see why she's doing this. Get her mind off of everything else. Because you're just chilling at home, thinking about everything. You can really go to a dark place.
Yeah. Speaking of her and Pete's breakup, this is super interesting. I'm sure you guys have seen this online, but there's rumors right now that the reason why Ariana and Pete broke up was because, and this is all coming out now, supposedly, is that Pete sent Mac Miller intimate pictures of Pete and Ari together as a way of sort of like marking his territory.
Why not?
Yeah, and so that's kind of what, because it was a very sudden breakup, and all of a sudden they were hot and heavy on engaged, and then all of a sudden now they're getting their tattoos removed or covered
up. Seems
pretty
serious. So
it's, yeah, like it doesn't seem like there's any coming back from it. And right. I was wondering, like, it had to be something
that
pretty serious, and if this is true, it would make sense. And I hope it's not. It's very disturbing if it is.
Yeah, I mean, guys, honestly, it's a rumor. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know the validity of this, but I think it does open up the question. Like something had to happen because they were so on fire for each other.
Yeah,
She's not being super chill right now. Like, and maybe she's mad that he went out. Pete's never had any boundaries in that relationship, especially, and just kind of always seemed like he was gonna run his mouth and talk way too much about kind of the experience of being with Ariana rather than being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But he did that show at Largo in Hollywood the other day where he's talking about the relationship and the breakup and whatnot. Maybe she's kind of lashing out at him a little bit, right?
Yeah. So she posted also on her Instagram story yesterday. She posted a cryptic message about toxic people in your life. She said, "Protect your peace, get rid of toxicity, cleanse your space, cultivate love." So I mean, there's
I'm not
kind
a fan
of backs
of,
that up a little bit.
I'm not a fan of her on social media. I think like the way she passively takes shots at people, she's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Mac Miller passing away was an absolute tragedy. But that puts a lot of pressure on the relationship you're in with that she was engaged with Pete Davidson. Then she posts a video, a really sweet video of Mac Miller on her Instagram, but says nothing. Like there's no caption. So she lets, I can't stand the vagueness of what she does. Like, yo, if you want to put a video of Mac Miller, say like, hey, blah, 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 this is a tribute. Pete is supportive of me. But she just kind of goes radio silent and it just gets annoying.
Well, I feel like that's hard to sort of criticize her for that because she's just mourning right now. And everyone mourns in a different way. And obviously she's still dealing with it because, she just posted another video of Mac Miller on her Instagram yesterday. So I think she's just going through it. Well, we can't sit there and say like, you should have posted it this way or that way.
No, it's easy to be critical of her. I'm saying, like, I understand that she is mourning. She's got her process. But I'm saying, like, she's got a huge following. She's got a responsibility to... Now she's like, people are now going to go ask Pete Davidson, what does all this stuff mean? And he's like, I don't know. Like, it's just the crypticness with someone who has 133 million followers on Instagram, to me, I think is BS.
Well, and what happens is, for something like that, people are going to presume whatever they want to presume off of that message, right?
Mm-hmm.
Toxic
mm-hmm.
people. So they're going to think... Pete is toxic. And you know fans from big celebrities and artists, they'll go and attack that person on social media.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then, try to bring them down. So we'll see where this ends up, but wishing both of them the absolute best and healing from this breakup.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we'll have more updates on tour dates very soon. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app where you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. 9:20. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And we need two big wins tonight. One, the Dodgers versus the Red Sox. Dodgers need to get that win. World Series game one. Let's go. And number two, if you don't mind, we just want to win the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion jackpot.
No big deal.
No, whatever.
Do it.
The cash buyout is only $906 million if you want to just take it lump sum right there.
Never mind. I don't want to participate anymore. they're robbing us.
I want to be a billionaire.
So we actually need your help, though. We're going to try this. We don't even know if this is legal or not, but we're just going to go ahead and do it.
Well, we figure if we win, we'll have enough money to defend the premise.
Yeah. Pay the lawyers.
Oh, for sure.
The premise. We'll
or whoever we need to pay.
We'll buy the radio station. Get out of here.
Yeah, come on.
So this is the idea, guys. We need a total of six numbers, all right, to buy a Mega Millions ticket. And we want you to give us your lucky number.
Like lucky numbers. They got to be lucky for a reason, not just some random number
reason.
You've always liked. Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of people go, oh, it's my kid's birthday. Those are the numbers I always play. Or some of the people, my lucky numbers are when my ex-wife finally left or my ex-husband.
That's far luckier than your kid's birthday. Sorry,
because my life's been so much better since. All right, so if you're down to give us your lucky number, we're going to put it together for six numbers. We're going to go buy a Mega Millions ticket. And then when we win, because I'm speaking truth into this, we'll share some of the money with you guys. Does that sound like a deal?
I mean, I don't know why would anyone argue with us that they don't really have, they're not even buying the ticket.
Yeah.
We are. So it sounds like a great deal.
We will
all
share.
You have to do is call in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 877-971-HITS is the number to call right now. We just need at least six listeners. Will you be one of them? Give us your lucky number. How did you get it? And then we're going to go buy a Mega Millions ticket with that. And then tomorrow we'll check in to see if we're billionaires. And I promise, when we win, we'll at least come in tomorrow. still, to, yeah. just to give you the good news.
And then we'll see how the rest of the
It'll be the best show you've ever heard in your life in terms of radio. If if three new multimillionaires come in for their first shift on radio.
Hell
on.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they'll be like, wow, that's weird. They're not playing any commercials.
We'll definitely have bagels in the studio.
Right.
That's
you
for
said
sure.
Three new millionaires and producer Brad, DJ Majestic, and everybody else. So he's like, yo, what about us? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's yet to be seen.
877-971-HITS. What is your lucky number? Share it with us so we can go buy this ticket. And why is it your lucky number? Okay. So the way it works, we need five different numbers, 1 through 70. And then the mega number is just 1 through 125.
Yep.
Now, you know some of the hotter numbers. Brian, you have some stats on this?
Here we go. I pulled up some statistics, courtesy of ABC Houston. Analysts have looked... Well, I'm going to give them a shout out.
So
you know?
Official, yeah.
ABC Houston, come on.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm doing this by the books, man. Okay. We're already walking on thin ice. I can't afford a news blunder right now. Over the last 102 drawings, the most common numbers drawn are 1, 2, 28, 70, 14, 17, 42. The most common mega ball numbers are both 22 and 9.
Huh.
So those are ones that are on fire right now. Those are the hot numbers.
Got it.
Now, we also have the least common. These are what they call, these are cold, guys. The other ones are hot. These are cold. The least drawn numbers of the last 102 are 50, 63, 57, 36, 9, and 50. And the least common mega ball number is 5. Now, some people might say those ones are due. Now, statistically, it doesn't make a difference because every drawing has the same amount of odds of getting some. But I'm one of those people who thinks if a number's been cold, it's got to turn around statistically.
At some point.
So let's bet it.
And maybe this is reverse psychology. Maybe they're putting these out and it's really the opposite. You got to think about that. Who's on your team at the end of the day?
These are the super cold numbers right here. 36 was last picked 153 days ago. 55, 146 days ago. 58, 146. 5, 132 days ago. And 50, 108 days ago. So if that's one of your lucky numbers, boy, it better be lucky.
So bottom line, what we're saying here is... It's really complicated, right? Usually you just go and be like, yo, give me a quick pick, let the computer decide. But we're not trusting computers. We are trusting you. You are amazing listeners that you're going to give us the lucky numbers to buy this one Mega Millions ticket. And then once we win, we will share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? 877-971-HITS. Tom from Huntington Beach, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Tom. Great, bro. Thank you so much for giving us your lucky number. What is it, bro?
It's number 21.
All right. And why is it your lucky number?
It's my birthday, 5/21.
Oh, perfect.
And it's golden birthday, best golden birthday to have, because that's when you can start drinking. So,
yeah, it is. Yeah. You survived that one. That's lucky.
There you go. So,
Tom.
I always play that number.
Tom, thank you so much, bro. So 21 is going to be our first number from our ticket, bro. So I'm going to continue on. Tune in tomorrow at this time. We'll let you know if we're... All millionaires and stuff.
Yeah, we're the
we'll let you know when we'll give you your money.
Because
we're going to be millionaires.
Yes, awesome. Chelsea.
Perfect.
I'm glad that we really talked this through.
I'm manifesting it.
All right, hang tight, Tom. Sabrina from Scanton, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for choosing our second number for Mega Millions. What is your lucky number?
3.
Why is it your lucky number?
I've just always loved that number. It was my soccer number. I mean, I was 23 when I got pregnant.
Wait, are all those things lucky and good? Were you good at soccer, first of all?
Yes, Brian. Children are blessings.
Okay.
When they're planned. All right, Sabrina, thank you so much. So our second number is 3. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow. We'll let you guys know what's up. All right, love you. Bye. All right, here we go. Felicia from Azusa, good morning.
Good morning.
You get to choose our third number for the Mega Millions ticket. What is it?
I have 2 for you to choose from.
Oh, my gosh. Don't make it complicated. Yeah, you got to choose one.
Yeah, which is your luckiest? Please. Don't put this on us. This is on you.
This is all you guys.
No, it's totally on you guys. You have 8 and you have 55.
Oh, I'm just going to go with 8 because you said that one first.
Yeah, and why 8?
Okay, so 8 is my lucky number. First of all, it's been my go-to number for everything. Anytime anything cool has ever happened, it's related to 8 for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
My birthday is August 8th.
Perfect.
So, that's kind of my thing.
Is the 8th month.
8-8.
Yeah.
There
okay.
it is.
Yeah. Perfect.
8-8.
Felicia,
yes.
Thank you so much for the third lucky number.
Have a good one, you guys.
You too, bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you too. All right, bye. Erica from Placentia. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
What is your lucky number for our Mega Millions ticket we're going to buy all together with our listeners?
My lucky number is number 58.
Ooh, nice. Okay. 58, fantastic. And why is it your lucky number?
That is my lucky number because last year in October, unfortunately, we lost 58 beautiful angels in the Las Vegas shooting. My family and I were there, and my dad was shot in the arm.
He's
okay, and we're so grateful, you know, and so we've got those 58 angels watching over us.
I like that's so meaningful. Thank you.
It's such a great way for you to make something that was such a terrible thing, such like an empowering like reminder of how great life is. So,
of course, absolutely. My family, we all live by the number 58. Now that's our lucky number.
Erica, thank you so much for sharing that story, and I'm glad your dad is okay. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
All right, tune in tomorrow. Find out if we're going to be giving out the money. Okay.
All right, we'll do.
Let's get it. All right, we are now 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth number before the mega number. Elmira from Culver City, good morning.
Hi, it's Elmara.
Elmara, my bad. What is your lucky number, Elmara?
It's a 7. Has anybody said that yet?
Nobody said 7. Lucky number 7. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
You guys don't have it. All right, 7 it is.
All right, there it is. Thank you, Elmara. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, here it is, guys. We're coming to the last number. So we have 21, 3, 8, 58, and 7. This is the mega number now, right? So this is the last number. It's got to be between 1 and 25 for a Mega Millions ticket we're going to pick up today. All right, let's go right here. Richard, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, brother. You get to pick the mega number.
What is the mega number?
Between 1 and 25.
It's 17. It's my birthday, and it's always a great number.
Right! 17! I feel it!
All right.
Feels good in my bones.
Good.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you, my man. All right, guys. So thank you so much for helping us pick the winning numbers for the Mega Million ticket. And we're going to win the $1.6 billion. We believe it. And then once we win, we'll discuss how we give out the money and stuff like that.
Divvy it up at a park or something.
21, 3... 8, 58, 7, and then the Mega Million number is 17.
17.
All right, let's
do it. Here
we
go.
I'm so excited for this.
I feel rich.
Tune in tomorrow, see what happens. I love it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Get in the winning zone. Let's go, Dodgers. Trying to get that Game 1 World Series win versus the Red Sox out in Boston. First home game is going down this Friday, baby. Super excited for this. 30-year anniversary since our last World Series. Got to happen this year. Let's go. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Well, it's good. It's against like a team with some history like the Red Sox. You know, and the Red Sox haven't won the World Series in like 4 years.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, how'd that drought? I mean, 30 years. I mean, come on.
They can wait. They can wait, bro. They can wait. All right, we got the Dopest Moment Award going out right now. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. It goes out to Liz from Azusa for being the most savage, straight up salvaje ghost in SoCal. So earlier we're asking like, hey, tell us your most epic ghost stories, but not like scary, spooky ghosts. This is more like human people that have ghosted on you or you ghosted on someone else.
So we open the floor to both sides of it, you know? Because as long as you can laugh about it, I mean, if you ghost on someone, maybe they don't think it's funny, but at least, you know, you kind of do.
So she confessed how she ghosted on a dude when they were supposed to be on a date. Listen to this.
I went to this club and I bumped into this guy and it was a really quick, like a 2-minute hi, here's my number. And we were texting back and forth for a while and we clicked really good. Our, you know, personalities clicked and everything. So I thought, cool. So once we decided to meet up in a Starbucks, when I got there, I saw who he was. Like I saw him and I know it sounds messed up, but I saw him in the daylight. And he did not look like he did that night. So.
That happens. Sometimes those prof picks.
But I felt so bad. And the thing is, when I was in there, he was texting me, I'm here. Are you almost here? I'm still waiting. And I just walked out before he saw me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel bad. I really feel bad. But there was nothing I can do, so I really blocked him because I still kept getting messages.
I love that statement. There was nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. Well, you could just say I'm not interested, but...
that would be worse because it's like, okay, I'm interested in the personality and everything, but just your look.
That's sorry.
Yeah, definitely don't write that text. She just wouldn't stop. She kept going.
She's like, I would have been a good person, but he was ugly. Like, I didn't want to tell him that.
That is not an excuse to be a shady-ass person, by the way. So anyway, Dopest Moment Award goes to Liz from Azusa for keeping it 100 and for being the most savage, salvaje ghost in SoCal. Coming up next, you got Jesse Ortiz taking over. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Continue the party, and Brian will be with you in 5 seconds.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.